Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have one more live guest segment here on the Coffee Hour today. Yes, it is Friday.
It is Friday.
And it also happens to be Share-a-thon. Fridays, what do you usually hear on Coffee Hour? You might guess that that might be a clue as to who our guest is today. What do we usually talk about?
It's usually Set Apart to Serve.
Set Apart to Serve. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. James Bonnick, his Executive Director for the LCMS Office of Pastoral Education, and of course, Set Apart to Serve. Dr. Bonnick, welcome back.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
We are glad to have you in studio live today. You have been, I know, busy the last week or so. I mean, you're busy throughout the year, but
right. The
last week has been multiple call nights at seminaries and lots of things surrounding pastoral education and formation. And I'm sure that has a little bit to do with Set Apart to Serve as well. So thanks for making time for us in studio today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
How have you seen since Coffee Hour's been sharing Set Apart to Serve 4 years now? Is it 4 years?
It's four or five years.
It's been a while. So how have you seen a cultural shift happen in the LCMS through the things with Set Apart to Serve?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Actually, I wasn't at all the call services. I was actually at Concordia, Nebraska. I talked to several people there. I talked to students. I talked to Dr. Sankey, who's in charge of Lutheran Ed. Talked to Dr. Bull. And they're all just saying, boy, Set Apart to Serve is making a difference. I mean, each of them are doing their own great work as well. But we're starting to hear now, we're getting students interested in our Concordia because they heard about Set Apart to Serve, or they heard that there's a need for church workers. And we hear that. I was at Concordia St. Paul, my alma mater, a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying the same thing. It's just that we're all working together, and we're starting to see enrollment numbers going up. Like, we have 97 more church work students this year than we did last year. This fall is looking even stronger. The seminaries are telling us it's looking really strong, but they're a little hesitant to share their numbers yet, but those will be coming out soon. So, yeah, and we have, I mean, congregations, pastors, districts, circuit visitors, LWML, we don't have to say, have you heard about Set Apart Serve anymore? And people know what it is and what we're about.
Mm-hmm. They see you coming and they say, oh, it's the Set Apart Serve guy.
Yeah, they say, run.
What have you learned about the LCMS through your work with pastoral education and Set Apart Serve?
Well, one thing that I learned was that when we have something that we know we need to work on together, we can do it. We're working with all 35 district presidents. We're working with RSOs. We're working with all the Concordia universities, all the two seminaries. And, you know, they each have their own place in the synod. They, for instance, the Concordias, they each want their students, all the students, to go to them. But at the same time, they're all working really well together. In Synod, in the Missouri Synod, sometimes, you know, we've got bumps in the road or disagreements, but not with Set Apart to Serve. I mean, they're just all working together toward one goal, and that's forming, encouraging, recruiting our youth and adults to consider full-time church work.
Through this, what insights have you gained about the LCMS, about our capacity for Christian service to our neighbors?
Well, in Christ, we have all capacity.
Indeed.
And Jesus is always the answer, right?
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I mean, we're the baptized in Christ. And a passage that I've used throughout my entire ministry is Galatians 2:20. And that is, I am crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And when we've got the power of the crucified and risen Christ, we have unlimited capacity, right? Not in and of ourselves, we're each frail beings, but Christ uses us as his instruments. And however you look at capacity, manpower, financial capacity, interest, I mean, the capacity is so great that we can do so many great things. And not just with Set Apart to Serve, but you look at our international missionary work, our relationships with church partners, our schools, our Concordia Publishing House. I mean, the Lord has so richly blessed us with great capacity. And again, not because of who we are, but Christ works in and through us. That's our great capacity.
Set Apart to Serve has been going on for a while now. You've been able to meet a lot of people. It's also, I assume, quite a bit of work to do everything that you've been able to do. What brings you joy in the midst of everything that you've been able to do with Set Apart to Serve?
Well, I probably have shared some of it already. But yeah. For instance, I was at, like I said, at Nebraska, and I sat down with the students. And that just brings me great joy. We oftentimes talk about what's the future of the Synod, but if we could get all of our members to go to a Concordia and sit down and talk to our students, and especially our church work students, they have great joy in wanting to serve Christ, whether it be as pastors or Lutheran school teachers. I mentioned Dr. Sankey. This is all fresh in my mind. That's why it's all coming. But, you know, I heard her teach her Lutheran Ed students about the 3-year series, and when you're doing devotions, look at the text and make sure it's all about Jesus, and the students wanting to. I was at Concordia St. Paul, and we've got one of our men who's been on this before this program, Robert Finch, and he contacted LCEF and said, would you possibly purchase, like, I can't remember what it was it 100 or whatever it was, Book of Concords, and send them our way? And they did. And every Friday, these church work students gather around the Book of Concord 4 to 5 p.m. Now, that's not what I'm doing at 4 o'clock on Friday evening, but that's what these students are. So the joy is just seeing the joy of the gospel, wanting to share it, want to prepare for it, to teach it, to preach it, share it.
How does KFUO support you, help you in your vocations?
Well, I don't have to convince you to do coffee hour on Fridays anymore. I never did, but that is the greatest gift that that we have, that relationship every Friday, that our church is listening to how we can form, recruit, think about church work. I mean, you guys do such a fantastic job. I hear this from the guests. They'll report back to me and they say, oh, I was nervous, but it was so easy because Andy and Sarah were just great. But, you know, all of our programs, it's so interesting how everything intersects, whether it's the ladies' lounge or whether it's iron sharpens iron or whatever program it is, the music that you play, it all points to Christ. And I think just KFU is just doing a fantastic job at just connecting so many different audiences and with the same message.
Mm-hmm. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick, his executive director for the LCMS Office of Pastoral Education and Set Apart to Serve. He also is an honorary producer here at KFUO, providing us plenty of guests to share their stories with you on the Coffee Hour. Dr. Bonnick, thanks so much for being on the Coffee Hour and also just for partnering with us so that we can share these Set Apart to Serve stories.
Thank you very much.
We have a chapel coming up in just a moment. We're wrapping up Coffee Hour now. And one more Share-a-thon announcement right before we wrap up the hour. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.